from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A horrific story is emerging in Lakewood, Ocean County this morning. Two children dead at a home on Shenandoah Drive Tuesday night. Lakewood police have confirmed the deaths and an investigation, but have provided no details. The Lakewood Scoop reported the children were stabbed by an unstable relative. Unnamed sources told NBC New York the children were toddler girls, the relative was a woman, and one of the deaths involved a drowning, but that has not been confirmed by the Ocean County prosecutor or police. New Jersey Transit CEO Kevin Corbett says he'll hold Amtrak's feet to the fire over infrastructure problems that have been causing grief and big delays for commuters with frequent suspensions. But Assemblyman Chris DePhillips says Corbett should first get his own house in order.
We should fire all the managers at New Jersey Transit. If this were the private sector, its management and its board would be gone in a heartbeat. Until we do that, it will continue to be amateur hour at New Jersey Transit.
DePhillips says New Jersey Transit is not underfunded and problems won't be solved with a 15% fare hike or a $1 billion tax hike on businesses. This could be a rougher tick season than usual in New Jersey, thanks to a pretty tame winter. This year alone, there have been about 700 emergency room visits because of ticks.
It's been a busier treatment season for bite, back, tick, and mosquito control in Morganville. Owner Lori White says a mild winter gave more ticks a chance to survive into this year. She adds you can limit your risk around your home by maintaining the yard.
You don't want to have any, you know, hanging tree branches or brush or anything like that, or debris around the yard or piles of leaves, because all those give ticks a haven.
And keep the grass short. According to multi-year averages from the New Jersey Department of Health, in some parts of the state, as much as a quarter of the deer tick population is carrying Lyme disease. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
A heat advisory goes into effect for part of New Jersey from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. today as humidity ramps up. The heat index feels like our apparent temperature may exceed 100 degrees. We're doing okay this morning, but temperatures will soar soon enough. Lower to mid-90s on the thermometer today. A little bit of relief at the shore. It'll be breezy with periods of sun and clouds. And then we have to watch for scattered strong thunderstorms coming in this evening. Heavy rain and strong winds, the big concerns there. Lows around 70. A lingering shower early tomorrow, then clearing to sunshine. Highs come down to the mid-80s. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77. And guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season. Or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Hackensack 72, New Brunswick 71, Evesham is 74. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save